The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Great Southern Restaurant Group.
Let's do this. We're pepping ourselves up before this show.
I'm so excited. Okay, so let's get moving on just how things have been going overall with all of Great Southern Restaurants.
Things have been so good. You know, picking back up. Summer's coming to an end, though, but I will say, I feel like it almost brings more people out. This, like, we get 2 weeks of really good weather, I feel like, here in Pensacola, right before it gets super cold, you know? It's like the nice perfect high of 72, 73.
Don't they call it, like, the shoulder season?
Yes.
The shoulders.
Something like that.
You let your shoulder, I don't know. I don't know why they call it, like.
Let your shoulder hang out.
Somebody, oh, yeah, just one. Hey. And hey to you. Good morning to you. 850-437-1620. Let us know some yummy eats that you have had at Great Southern Restaurants. I'm super pumped because whenever I realize that you're coming to hang out with me, I remember that I can go have wings for
this is
a
your
good price. This is my moment every single month to just remind me that it's okay to go have wings. Okay, so November means Thanksgiving.
November for us, I feel like, means just holiday craziness in general. We're getting ready for the holidays for all of the restaurants. We have a lot to talk about today, so I do want to disclaim anything we talk about is going to be on our website, greatsouthernrestaurants.com. Or, of course, if you have any questions, you're always more than welcome to reach out to me. My number is 850-287-0200, taylor@goodgrits.com, because it's going to be a lot, guys. We've got a lot to talk about.
Yeah. So I've been, I was downtown, and I was noticing at Angelina's how packed it was. It must have been last week. One of them.
Oh.
And I was so excited because it was like a Wednesday or something.
Yes.
And I was like, I'm just so happy to see people out. But then I realized, yeah, it's going to get even busier for y'all because it is holiday season.
It's going to get crazy, yes. Restaurants in general.
I'm okay with that. I'm totally okay with that. So, all right, where are we going to kick it off from today?
So, and speaking of the month of November, too, we have Foo Foo Fest going on the 4th through the 15th, which if you don't know what Foo Foo Fest is, it's a 12-day celebration each fall with a bunch of cultural, creative happenings, a lot of artsy, fun stuff for the family. Check out their website, foofoofest.com. It'll have a list of all the events going on. It's fun for the whole family. There's always something to do. They did the big installation of that umbrella sky, if you guys remember that.
Yeah. I do remember.
So it's all kinds of
we
fun
love
stuff
Foo
like
Foo
that.
Fest.
We love Foo Foo.
Ready to foo and eat some food.
Ready to foo it up.
Downtown.
Before we get into all of the holiday craziness, I do want to go over a couple of events that we do have coming up. Actually, both are going to be tomorrow. First, we have our Atlas Beverage class, where we are featuring Isla Mirada Beer Company out of Fort Pierce, Florida. So we're very excited for that. If you've never heard of our Atlas Beverage classes, the whole goal is to showcase what our local area has to offer in the beverage community. I say this every single month. Every time you turn around, there's something new. Breweries, wineries, distilleries, there's always something. So the goal of these events is to have someone there who is a part of that everyday process go over the beer or wine or whatever it is. And then our chef de cuisine, John Huggins, and our pastry chef, David Williams, make kind of tapas style pairings to go with what you're drinking. It's a lot of fun. We are actually full for our 7 o'clock class tomorrow night, but we do still have availability for 5 o'clock. It is $25 per person. And I'll go over really quick what we're going to be having. First course is the Isla Mirada Ale paired with cedar plank camembert cheese with pepper jelly and pecans, and as well as Emerald Coast Bread Company baguette, which is just chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss.
Oh. We're also having the Sandbar Sunday Ale that's going to be paired with savory squash pie. Perfect for November.
Yes.
Arugula salad tossed in apple cider vinaigrette. We're going to be having the Channel Marker IPA paired with bourbon brine smoked pork tenderloin over sweet potato butter and blueberry compote. And then for dessert, we're having the coconut key lime ale paired with white chocolate bread pudding and key lime ginger sauce. So if you want to make a reservation, give me a call, 850-287-0200, or shoot me a text Or, of course, you can email me, taylor@goodgrits.com. We still have availability for the 5 p.m. class, and it's always a lot of fun. Come enjoy the weather while it's absolutely pristine. It's perfect to sit on the deck,
yeah,
have a drink, have some food.
Just being
learn
outside.
Learn about Isla Morada Beer Company.
Isla Morada.
It's always a lot of fun. And then this Thursday at Jackson's, we are having our food and wine event for November, and we are featuring Chef Blade Herring, who is our chef de cuisine over at Jackson's. For this event, it's going to kind of feature all things Blade, so like where he started on his cultural journey. Mm-hmm. I always think it's really cool to learn about chefs and their background because they're artists, and I feel like artists always have the best stories. And it's always fun to be able to listen to their journey. You know, and of course, eating delicious food and drinking wine is the best way to listen to a story, in my opinion. So for that, we do still have availability. You'll just call Jackson's at 850-469-9898. It is $75 per person. And Chef Blade has created a menu that will reflect his globally influenced culinary journey over the years. To start, we're having scallop ceviche with avocado, salmon roe, ruby red grapefruit. For the first course, we're having miso pork ramen. You cannot go wrong with ramen. For the second course, we're having crispy skinned sea bass. Third course, Korean style barbecue short ribs with blue cheese smoked grits and pineapple teriyaki glaze. And then to finish, we are having a 10 layer chocolate cake, which just...
Well, you had me at ramen and then you just wrapped it on up with 10 layer chocolate cake.
So it is a 5-course food and wine event, wine pairing. It will be held this Thursday, November 4th at 5:30. $75 per person plus tax and gratuity. And to make that reservation, be sure to call Jackson's, 850-469-9898.
Very nice.
So those are the two events we have going on this week. And then, of course, we have Thanksgiving, which will just be here right around the corner.
Yeah.
Before you know
everybody's it. Everybody's already preparing. I'm already preparing.
You got to. And I think this year, too, is going to definitely draw more of a crowd
right
out to the restaurants. I know so many people that are planning not to cook at home. We also have a grab-and-go option, of course, from Five Sisters. So if you're not wanting to go out, but you're also not wanting to cook, we have that option for you as well. So over at the Fish House, we'll start with the hours. We're going to open up at 11 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day, serving both the regular menu throughout the throughout lunch and dinner. We're going to be serving the dinner menu paired with a traditional Thanksgiving plate created by Chef John Huggins with all of the trimmings, slow-roasted turkey breast served with Kaneka cornbread dressing, sweet potato casserole, green bean casserole, apple and cranberry chutney, whipped garlic mashed potatoes, and finished with homemade giblet gravy for $26.95. And then over at Jackson's, we'll be open from 11 to 6 p.m., serving our full menu, our dinner menu, just like over at the Fish House. And then Chef Irv has also created a Thanksgiving plate. It's oven roasted turkey. I cannot talk this morning.
No, you're doing great.
I got 10 layer chocolate cake on the brain.
We just derailed when we came to
the cake. I know. Oven roasted, bear with me guys, oven roasted turkey sliced and served alongside garlic buttered green beans, andouille and cornbread stuffing, Anjou pear and cranberry relish, Yukon gold and fresh thyme whipped potatoes, roasted butternut squash, and down-home gravy for $35 per person. We are taking reservations over at Jackson's, 850-469-9898. Don't procrastinate. I know it's hard. I'm a procrastinator.
I feel like you just bust a rhyme right there. That's what you just did. You just slid in and you didn't even realize it. That was so good.
And I need to touch too on Fish House. We are not accepting reservations. We are going back to just being walk-ins only.
Okay.
So you're also, pro tip, you're always more than welcome to call the hostess stand, 850-470-0003. And you can call the hostess and she can kind of, you know, it's an art, not a science. She doesn't have a crystal ball. She doesn't know what the wait time's going to be in 2 hours, but she can give you a good idea. Anytime you're on the way, you want to know what the wait time is, just give us a call.
Okay. Very good tip.
Former hostess speaking. Okay. So.
Yes. My pro right here. Actually, I did some hostessing back in my younger years.
Stop, did you?
Oh, yes. And then they moved me up you get like moved up in the world, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, you had to like do math and people didn't even know.
It's an art, not a science.
You're like back there like, hello, come to your table. And I'm smiling all creepy at you. But also, hello, I will tell you the proper time to come into your table.
Exactly. No, it was fun. I started out at Great Southern as a hostess when I was 17.
You
fun
have
fact.
Grown up there.
I've been there for 10
Taylor.
Years. Isn't that crazy? 10 years.
Look at you. You gotta move on up.
There you go. So give us a call if you're ever wondering what the wait time is. Just give the hostess stand a call, 850-470-0003. Over at Five Sisters, we are doing five different seatings for Thanksgiving Day. So it is going to be reservation only. The first seating is at 11. The second seating is at 1. The third seating is at 3. And the fourth seating is at 5. And then the last seating will be at 7. And we'll be serving a fixed price three-course menu featuring a traditional Thanksgiving menu. We'll be serving a choice of appetizer, crab bisque, or a house salad. The traditional Thanksgiving plate, the choice of dessert, which will be homemade pumpkin pie or sweet potato pie. The plate will include herb rind, sliced turkey breast, bourbon glazed ham, and all the trimmings, green beans, mashed potatoes, yams, Kaneka cornbread dressing, and a dinner roll. Pricing for adults will be $24.95 and children 12 and under, $12.95. Reservations are required, like I said, and can be made by calling Five Sisters at 850-912-4856. And then, of course, over at Angelina's, we will be open from 11 to 6, just like Jackson's, serving a traditional Thanksgiving plate in addition to our standard dinner menu, just like over at the Fish House and over at Jackson's. Chef James Brissione has prepared a Thanksgiving plate with all of the trimmings, wood-fired turkey, saltimbocca. That was my attempt at Italian
this
morning.
What was that? Lauren will come back.
I was hoping
and
we would just let
her
that
Italian slide.
I was hoping you were listening.
I'm always listening.
She had her head turned, guys. Served with Parmesan potato puree, cranberry chutney, focaccia, and Italian sausage stuffing for $35.
Wait, turning focaccia into stuffing?
I know, right?
Have you lost? That's like everything good in the world.
I know. Thank you, James.
Oh, James.
Thank you, James. So reservations are currently being taken and can be made by calling 850-542-8398. And then, of course, like I mentioned before, we went into hours and all that stuff, we are doing a Thanksgiving grab-and-go option. If you are not wanting to go out, if you're not wanting to cook at home, there is an option for you. It is a six-person package available in increments of six, and it includes a six-pound split turkey, green bean casserole, garlic mashed potatoes, cornbread dressing, cranberry sauce, brown gravy, dinner rolls, and that's going to be $65 plus tax. Orders are being taken now, so if you want to go ahead and place that order, you can, and they can be placed until noon on Monday, November 22nd. Pickups will be available on Wednesday, November 24th from 11 to 4. The meal will be fully cooked, and it will include the reheating instructions like it always does. And please note there will be no substitutions. Additional sides can be ordered on our website on the grab-and-go drop-down. Homemade pumpkin pie and sweet potato pies are also going to be available for purchase. So to place your order for grab-and-go, you can call the events line 850-433-9450 or email events@goodgrits.com.
Sounds so good.
So that was everything.
I'm so ready to eat some stuffing.
Everything Thanksgiving. And I do want to go ahead. I'll go over all of our holiday hours for the restaurants too.
Yes. We're switching up for the holidays.
I know. And guys, it's a lot. Like I said before, I know it's a lot. It's a lot for me. I'm over here getting tongue-tied. But everything can be found on our website, greatsouthernrestaurants.com. Look on the left-hand side. It's all of our press releases, every single event for every restaurant. Very easy to find, user-friendly. I always say if I can do it, anybody can do it. So we went over Thanksgiving hours for the Fish House. It's going to be 11 a.m. until, I'm going to say, around 8 or 9 o'clock. Dinner service all day long with the Thanksgiving entree feature. Over at Jackson's for Thanksgiving, we're open from 11 to 6. dinner service all day long with a Thanksgiving entree feature as well. Five Sisters, we have the fixed price 3-course Thanksgiving dinner. Reservations are required for that. There are 5 seatings, 1 at 11, 1 at 1, 1 at 3, 1 at 5, and 1 at 7. And then over at Angelina's for Thanksgiving, we are open 11 to 6, full dinner menu available with the fixed price Thanksgiving entree feature. And we went over Grab and Go.
I'm all about that Grab and Go.
I know. And then we're also doing one, if we have time, I'll go over it too, for Christmas and for New Year's Eve.
Yes,
Grab and Go's for everything in your life.
As long as it has stuffing in it, then I'm fine. That's all I really want on Thanksgiving.
And then we have our Deck the Halls event over at Jackson's. Have you ever heard of our Deck the Halls event?
No, but it sounds
amazing.
Where
we have the carolers come in.
I'm sorry, I lied to you.
And go table to table.
Yes. I've never experienced it, though.
They're decked out in their, like, Charles Dickens outfits.
I'm all about
it. It's so much fun for the whole family. Reservations are going to be required for that as well. And we have 2 seatings. The first one is going to be Saturday, December 4th. 2 seatings. The first one is going to be at 10:30. The second at 1 o'clock. Saturday, December 11th, same thing. First seating is at 10:30. Second at 1. And then Saturday, December 18th, same thing. First seating is 10:30. Second is 1. So if you're interested in that, you do have to make reservations over at Jackson's. Just give us a call, 850-469-9898. Similar type of event over at Angelina's. It's Carols on the Coast, where we feature the Pensacola Children's Chorus singers. And they're going to be on the 3 Sundays of December. So the first one's going to be Sunday, December 5th during brunch service, 2 seatings. The first one's going to be at 11 and 1:30. Same thing for December 12th and then Sunday, December 19th. So if you want to make reservations for that, they are also required. Just give Angelina's a call.
So you just have to make reservations. Mm-hmm. It's not like a fee to get in on top
right.
of it. Oh, yep. Very nice.
Just whatever you order. It's a lot of fun. For Christmas Eve, over at the Fish House, we will be open for lunch and dinner service. Lunch will be 11 to 3, dinner from 3 until. Over at Jackson's on Christmas Eve, we'll be open for lunch and dinner. Lunch from 11 to 2, dinner from 5 to 10. Over at Five Sisters, lunch and dinner service as well, 11 a.m. to 4, and then dinner from 4 to 9. And over at Angelina's, lunch and dinner also. Lunch beginning at 11 to 2, dinner from 5 to 10. Christmas, going into Christmas Day, so many hours, so little time. Over at the Fish House, we will only be open for dinner. We'll only be open for dinner at all of the restaurants, beginning at 5, over at Jackson's, 5 to 10, Five Sisters, 4 to 9, and Angelina's from 5 to 10. And then just to note, Sunday, December 26th, all of our restaurants will be closed to give our employees a little holiday break. So
oh,
just
I
to
like
note
that.
Yep, yeah, just to note that on your calendar. Then going into New Year's Eve holiday hours, the Fish House will be open for lunch and dinner from lunch 11 to 3, dinner from 3 until. Over at Jackson's will be open for lunch and dinner as well, 11 a.m. to 2, dinner service beginning at 5. Over at Five Sisters will be open for lunch from 11 to 4 and dinner from 4 to 9. And then over at Angelina's will be open for lunch 11 a.m. to 2, dinner service beginning at 5. And last but not least, New Year's Day will be open for dinner at all of the restaurants, closed for lunch at the Fish House, dinner service beginning at 5, over at Jackson's 5 to 10, Five Sisters 4 to 9, and Angelina's from 5 to 10. So I know that's a lot.
I remembered every single one of those numbers.
I'm going to quiz you later.
I'm going to quiz you later.
I know it's a lot, but like I said, everything can be found up on our website, greatsouthernrestaurants.com.
Okay, so we've made it to Christmas.
Yes, yeah, so we went through all of the holiday hours. We're already going into New Year's Eve. Can you believe it?
Well, I'm already kind of preparing for that too, so it's okay.
You've got to.
Well, yeah, because I want to have some fun this year. I feel like last year we were all stuck inside.
Oh, true. True. And I feel like every single New Year's Eve it rains.
Yeah,
so hopefully this year
that?
Will be the year.
I don't even know. Say it.
I know.
Lock
is
it
there,
up.
Is there wood I can knock on in here?
No. Everything is like plastic.
Everything in here is plastic.
I'll have you knock on the windowsill before you leave.
And I will. I think we have a little bit of time left.
Yeah, go
for
it.
We have a ton of people emailing us and messaging us about the grab and goes for Christmas and New Year's Eve. We'll be offering a package for both. Just like Thanksgiving, the packages are based off of 6 people with additional orders available in increments of 6. The Christmas meal includes 3 pounds of Creole mustard glazed ham, green bean casserole, roasted potatoes, roasted carrots, chess pie, and dinner rolls. That 6-person package is going to be $65 plus tax. Orders are being taken now and can be placed until noon on Monday, December 20th. And then pickups will be available Friday, December 4th, 8 a.m. until noon.
Is that going to be different than the Thanksgiving grab and goes?
All the same thing, just the food's a little different.
The
food's a little different, okay. Same price. And then same thing for New Year's Eve. The New Year's meal includes smoked brisket, collard greens, black-eyed peas, and cornbread. All of your traditional New Year's Eve kind of things. Same thing as all the other grab and goes, but this 6-person package will be available for $45, where the other ones are $65. Orders are being taken now, so if you want to go ahead and place it now, you're more than welcome to, and can be placed until noon on Tuesday, December 28th. Pickups will be available Friday, December 31st, 2 p.m. until 5 p.m. 5 p.m. I need to go back to sleep. I'm telling you.
5 p.m.
5 p.m.
That's the cutoff.
Yeehaw. Each of those meals will also be fully cooked and include the reheating directions. Please note, just like the other ones, there will be no substitutions, but you can order additional sides that are listed on our grab-and-go drop-down menu on the website. To place your order for any of the grab-and-goes we talked about today, please contact our events department, 850-433-9450, or events@goodgrits.com.
Okay, well, so I have a little bit of time left with you. So first, okay. I want to... Well, before we remind everybody what tonight is, because it's Wednesday.
It's Wing Wednesday. We need to get a
that
theme song.
Dry rub. We're talking about 5 sisters, not at our house. What's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
Like, just in life?
In life?
Any of it? You know what I love? Every year, my mom will take the leftovers, and we have this panini maker, and she makes this like crazy Thanksgiving panini, but she's just like quite
like a
the
panini
chef.
Sandwich. I didn't.
Yes,
a Thanksgiving panini sandwich.
All of the leftovers, the cranberry. She puts like feta cheese or something on it. It sounds crazy. It is. I look forward to the day after Thanksgiving every single day to have a Thanksgiving panini. So that's my favorite
like
thing.
Ross,
shout out
from
to you,
Friends.
Mom. Yes.
My sandwich.
I'm a leftovers queen.
You know what? I like it cold. I don't even like
yes.
to heat it up the
yes.
day after. Just give it to me cold, like in yes. in a plastic bag. I don't even care.
I like it on a panini.
That
put
sounds
it,
good
put
and
it all
bougie.
In a sandwich. Oh, I know. Oh my gosh, am I bougie?
This is a little bougie. I just eat it out of a plastic baggie. Like I portion it out like an animal. And I just like have it all in a bag and I eat it with a, like a fork. Like
you know
it's
what?
All just covered in gravy. It looks terrible, but it tastes delicious.
I wouldn't expect anything less and I love it.
Come on.
I love that for you.
Okay. And we have a little bit left. So are we still doing Wine Down Wednesday?
We are. Over at Jackson's, it's half off bottles on our governor's list beginning at 5 p.m.
Nice. Can't beat that.
You can't beat that. And we had you for our media tasting. I couldn't be there because I wasn't feeling well.
I didn't
well.
Get to show up because
no.
I had a kid who wasn't feeling well.
No.
I know, but everybody else from here got to go and they all sent me pictures.
I was going
to
say, it's so much fun and I was like so excited for you.
I know.
Next time, and then I'll be there too.
We should just...
Have our own?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just show up and dress all nice.
I'll call Irv. He'll love that.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to let Irv know we're showing up, doing our own media tasting.
We're going to have our own private media tasting.
I love it. Well, Taylor, thank you so much for hanging out with me this morning. Go online, greatsouthernrestaurants.com.